I felt a painful kind of love for her, and all her delusions. Pincer was generally so off base that she was practically a paragon of how not to live a life, and that made me love her more. The next morning, I woke early and started to pack. I was wrapping some dishes in newsprint in the kitchen when I looked up and saw Pincer staring at me from the doorway.
"What on earth do you think you're doing?"
she asked. "Packing the dishes," I said.
"You'll not get away with this," she said.
"With what?" The doorbell rang at that moment, to my relief. It was her cousin, Tom, the real estate agent, and a dead ringer for LBJ. We'd called him ahead of the trip to let him know she was ready to sell, but she now seemed to have no recollection of it.
"I don't know what the hell you two are up to," she said,
after he'd come in carrying his briefcase and contracts ready to sign. Still woefully unaware of the new state of mind taking hold of Pincer, Tom and I laughed and made small talk. Tom confirmed that it was a great time to sell. This was a hot neighborhood in a hot market. I remarked that there really wasn't much to do. The movers would come tomorrow.
"I take it you two have been communicating behind my back," Pincer said.
"We wouldn't talk behind your back," joked Tom. "Would we now, Penny? Louise, I have all the paperwork here," he said. "We can go over everything and I can show you comps and what I'm thinking for pricing."
Pincer began to bellow, calling Tom a goddamn son of a bitch, a conniving criminal, a disgrace to humanity, and a number of other things. I patted her shoulder, tried to calm her down, but Pincer gave me a shove that nearly sent me to the floor. I was starting to understand that something was going terribly wrong. Pincer was then 82 years old. She had large, gnarled knuckles because she had arthritis. She'd had a stent put in her heart, but she'd never broken a bone. Her body was stout and solid. Her skin was fresh and made her look younger than her years. She'd been a rose queen of Tyler in her youth, a Texas beauty, a horsewoman at the University of Texas. Her eyes were still brilliant blue. She'd been a doctor, a pediatrician. She conducted research in Japan on radiation victims in Nagasaki. She was knowledgeable and articulate on many subjects, especially history, anthropology, and economics. Tom backed toward the door, holding up his hands in surrender.
"No problem, Louise. If now's not the time, let's wait. I'm happy to help anytime you need me."
As he was about to turn and leave, he made the mistake of saying to me,
"I'll be in touch."